It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Memorial Day weekend edition. Summer grilling season is officially kicking off today. And I hope you're planning a backyard barbecue in your neighborhood or your cottage or wherever it is that you're listening, because tis the season, baby, and we're going to kick it off good today. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What are you going to be cooking this weekend?
Hey, we're here, and I'm just happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
To quote Gomer Pyle, we're going to talk about alternate cooks, but we also want to, of course, commemorate the real meaning of this weekend, and it is Memorial Weekend. So it's that time we memorialize those who have served in foreign wars and fought and died, kept our freedoms, preserved them, enhanced them, and hopefully enough people will get it so that they don't give them all away right now, because we got some crazy folk out there.
Well, that's a consistent thing no matter what the time of year it is, right? No, that crazy folk thing. Yeah, man, it's been a crazy year, and we've seen it all.
I think it's called a Marxist or a color revolution.
Yeah. Are we colonized by China yet?
It seems like that's where we're going. They're fitting to.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll stop there.
Okay.
It's a grilling show. Let's have some fun, man.
We recorded last week because I had to take a trip to the Youp. And I went up to Munising with my brother-in-law, Paul. We took his new mule, which is why I have my old mule. And his wife's family has a cottage on a lake called Island Lake, which is south of Munising on Forest Highway 13. And there are three cabins on this lake, Jop.
And you were in one of them?
We have one of them.
Awesome.
And it's got a...
Who's this we? What you got in your pocket, man?
It's got a campground on the other side of the lake with a boat ramp. So every now and then you'll see a fishing boat out there, but normally it's just ours. And we did a little fishing, but...
Did you show him where the walleye were?
Due to some technical difficulties.
What's that mean? Operator error?
I won't blame him, but we didn't have a motor or the right oars. So we didn't go out in the boat much. We fished off the dock a little bit and... the minnows were set free by the end of the weekend.
Well, yeah, there was probably a whole school of walleyes off the end of the dock laughing at you, waiting for you to dump them.
Well, that was my mission, is to get one in the boat so we could take a picture and send it to his brother-in-law, because he doesn't believe us.
Didn't happen, did it?
No.
Well, then he's still right, and you're still wondering.
I'm not wondering, but... it's a seasonal place. It's very rustic. It's very cool. It's very old and a lot of varies. But, of course,
going... How about mousy? Was it very mousy?
No.
Okay.
I think it gets too cold in there in the winter.
Oh, right. Well, that's where they usually go.
We found a burst pipe as soon as we fired the place up.
So there you go.
He's a plumber. So,
well, good news, right? Yeah.
We were in a crawl space, which was a little muddy. And we had to get a little work done, we rode trails a bunch. He's got a brand new, beautiful power steering mule.
Oh yeah, I watched yours. That manual steering fail us one time.
it was operator error. Yeah, it might have been a little drinking.
Could have been that stump. All I know is he's like, hold my drink while I turn around. That's never a good start to anywhere you're going.
And did you hold my drink?
I did, and I wore some of it too.
You lost half of it. But it's so fun to be in the UP and. Gosh, I could go up every weekend. It's only about 6 hours maybe to his cabin, so it's not horrible.
It's funny you just say that, because we just planned a trip in July with a family member who has – we're going the other way. We go to the east side over toward Drummond Island when you get up there, and the little Cedarville, which is about two-thirds the way there. They have a nice little place right on Lake Huron in one of the bays. So we're going to go up there. Yeah, but anyway. So COVID's releasing June 1, right? We're back to normal in Michigan, which is a wonderful thing. And guess what? My phone starts ringing on graduation parties. And so I have, as the person that wants to just endure pain, I have taken on two graduation parties on the same day, which I'm not sure it's the sharpest thing I've done.
That's a great way to do it.
Well, I'd committed to one, but this one's... I got 400 people between the two deals to provide food for, and they want them an hour apart.
So you need your smoker back.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of pork butts and beans is what we're doing. We got a couple other sides going on there. But I just wanted to talk about timing that stuff, because as I sat back and I took on the second one, both friends, right? And they want to, my kid wants the Grilling Guys stuff here. Okay, great, we'll get you. As I took it on, one of them is in Grand Rapids and one of them is down in Shartucky, where I used to grow up. They're about an hour apart.
You used to grow up there,
right?
Huh?
I used to grow up there. But anyway, the one here is they have a church and they're allowed to use the church for the
kitchen.
Sitting, but they can't use the kitchen. So I've got to bring them. I got to bring them hot food in hot boxes. Yes, I'd like to borrow your hot boxes, and leave that with them, and then take off, drive an hour down, and there's one. My timing's good. Noon to three is one. 3 to 7 is the other.
Perfect.
One. Yep, and I'll travel between them, but I can't. I got to leave the boxes with the noon, so I got to double up. You know, I'm gonna be calling some buddies and borrowing hot boxes, but I think it can be done. But I wanted to talk about 200 people for pork buck sandwiches, mm-hmm. right? They're traveling around. It's graduation day, right?
We just call that barbecue.
Right. You're traveling around. It's graduation day. You're not going to eat huge at any one place. You have a little bit everywhere you go.
So you're doing all pork shoulders.
I'm on all pork shoulders, and I'm doing 3 people per pound is my estimate. Live weight. Because it shrinks down about 20-25% when you cook it. Right.
I figure 15 to 20 people per shoulder.
Well, and I did too until I started looking at them, and some of them are 8 pounds and some of them are 14 pounds.
Oh.
And so I had to do the math.
You already bought them?
Right. Yeah.
Mm.
But I had to do the math. And
well, you're good at math.
I am. That's where I ended up at three persons per pound. So do the math. And fluff a little because you never want to run out. Yep. I did 70 to 75 pounds. Per party, right? Well, that turned into 14 pork butts.
And you can get about, eight. You can get about 16 on there, so you'll make it.
Yep. But then here's my other challenge is they all want baked beans, and they're coming on a full pan. Where am I going to cook up pans?
You're not.
Three pans
of beans. You're just going to do them in the oven.
Right.
They don't get smoked. They don't get bitchin' beans.
Right. Yeah. But there's 3 pans of bacon or beans per party because
okay.
I think I can get 60 to 70 out of a pan of beans.
I got you. Go to Sobey Meats, look at their sauces, and get that American Stockyard bean starter.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It'll give you that smoky flavor, and they'll think you smoked it. And then just chop up some of your scraps, throw them in there, and you're good to go.
Yeah. Yep, it'll be good. But anyway,
you'll want to saute some onions.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's all the regular bean ingredients are going to be in there, but it was just the heating surface, right? If I got 16 butts to do,
mm-hmm.
and then I've got another 6 pans of beans. That's a lot of cooking, man.
That's a whole lot of butts.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of beans. But anyway,
so you're going to put them on the night before.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we'll get her done. Yep. There's no question because the butts will hold. Right? We can get those off 6-8 hours before you want to eat them. Put them in a dry cooler. They'll hold. They'll be hot, ready to go. But for the first party, I'm not serving. The second one, I am. So the first party, I got to have it pulled in a tray ready to eat. And then the second party, I'll pull when I get there.
So when you go to Gordon's and you buy your pans, get those nice covers for them.
Right.
And you'll be good to go.
Right.
You'll look like a pro.
Right. Exactly. All right. Coming up next. We might talk about a couple little alternate cooking methods, and I'm going to take you down this little road called sous vide. You're going to like it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has 2 locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale. Or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.